This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Over the last few weeks, the world has seen videos of black men being killed at the hands of white men and police. Atlanta rapper Killer Mike described it this way.
I woke up wanting to see the world burn down yesterday because I'm tired of seeing black men die. He casually put his knee on a human being's neck for 9 minutes as he died like a zebra in the clutch of a lion's jaw. And we watch it like murder porn over and over again.
The constant replaying of video of George Floyd dying under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer has been difficult. And in the wake of the video recorded deaths of Ahmaud Arbery near Brunswick, who is seen being chased, shot, and killed by three white men, and George Floyd's documented murder, many young black men have described this moment as traumatic as they deal with the impact of viewing yet more deaths of black men. It's in this overwhelming moment that Black Man Lab decided to share a positive affirmation video for black teens and young men.
I am God Energy. We are God Energy.
I am here to inspire. We are here to inspire.
I am humbled and grateful. We are humbled and grateful.
I am strong. We are strong.
I am powerful. We are powerful.
I'm a positive black father.
Black Man Lab is a nonprofit-based agency in Atlanta developed by four black fathers who wanted to create an uplifting community of men to guide and support their teenage sons. Mawali Davis is an attorney and co-founder of the Davis Bozeman Law Firm in Atlanta. He's also one of the fathers who created Black Man Lab. And Dr. Jerry White is also on the line to talk today. He's a therapist and licensed social worker with PES Evaluating Life. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So, Mawali, I would like to start with you. What is it like to be a black man in this moment and see these images of black men being killed on video?
It's painful. It's frustrating. It's intense. And at the same time, I do see hope when I see our young people organizing in the street. But the images of the death and destruction and brutality against our community, it hurts.
Now, do you have a son?
I have two sons, 22 and 20, and they have been at the protest every day.
And what have
they're
they been?
They're tired, too.
They're tired, yeah. I would imagine that this has been psychologically very painful for them as well.
It has been. My oldest son received a video of the Morehouse and Spelman students being brutalized by the Atlanta Police Department. And he had literally just finished cooking his food. And after he watched it, he told his mother, "I just can't eat." Because he saw himself as Messiah Young, the Morehouse student, being tased and beaten.
Mm. You're talking about those two black college students in Atlanta. They were arrested violently live on Saturday night, live on television. They were tased, ripped out of their car by black police officers. All six officers involved in the incident have now been charged in that arrest. But it's not just white police officers that treat black people brutally. What are your thoughts on that?
It's the system. And the way the system works is because it's undergirded by the myth of white supremacy. And what it does is it allows and dehumanizes all black life. And so whether you're black or you're white, what you know is that a black life is not valued in this society, in this country. And so you can do with our lives what you will. And whether that is brutalizing college students who have done nothing or laying on someone's neck with your knee for almost 9 minutes, it's all permissible as long as the system of white supremacy continues to exist and function the way that it has. So it's not... The perpetrator is the system, not just the individual hand. This isn't about one bad cop. This is about a system that devalues black life.
Mm-hmm. Are you representing the students, your law firm?
Our law firm is representing Messiah Young, the Morehouse student, and Chris Stewart Law Firm is representing Tanaya Pilgrim, the Spelman student. And we're working collaboratively on their representation. And what we've seen in the last 72 hours, from the firing of two of the officers to the arrest of six, is absolutely unprecedented. For as long as I've been practicing civil rights law, I've never seen things happen so quickly. And we attribute all of this to the young people who stay in the street, who have been out there protesting. They've created a climate that we are on zero tolerance as it relates to brutality in our community.
I want to talk a little bit about what you were describing, your son not even being able to eat his food after seeing what happened to these two black college students, as well as Killer Mike and him describing so rawly about the pain that so many black men and black women who see our sons and our men in every instance of violence. And I want to ask you, Dr. White, you are a therapist and a licensed social worker, and you treat black males for PTSD, don't you?
Absolutely. We, with PES and as part of Let Us Make Man and really the critical response team, we deal with these issues and we address them, because oftentimes even from the counseling sessions within school settings and other environments, these behaviors in terms of post-secondary trauma, which is what Attorney Davis' son just experienced in terms of, the emotional response to witnessing and hearing that, it manifests itself in so many different ways. With young people, it's in a form of acting out. But that that secondary trauma, which is really not different from the PTSD that someone who directly experiences the trauma. So when you think of, for example, the Morehouse College and Spelman student, they are traumatized. And so we know what's going to follow that trauma from those who directly experienced it. We know that they're going to have nightmares. We know that they're going to have flashbacks. We know that that reoccurring event. We know that something emotionally is going to happen to them when they're likely to encounter another law enforcement officer. So we know that within the context of the primary PTSD, but we also understand it within the context of the secondary trauma. And that is, you've witnessed it, you've been exposed to it, you're hearing it you're seeing it on television, you're seeing it in the media, you're hearing it reoccurring in on the radio. And so what ends up happening here, Kobe and Kahari just experienced in terms of Attorney Davis' sons, is the emotional piece, you know, that feeling numb and detached and overwhelmed, physical, low energy and fatigue, restlessness, and then the behavior changes.
So it's important to recognize what they're feeling, and that, of course, you would feel that way. Let's talk about the affirmations. What is the purpose of the video, and why do you want to share it?
Yeah, so the purpose of the video, we just know and understand that in this society, black men in particular, but black people in general, our lives are not affirmed, and we don't always hear affirming language. We don't have things that are created for us and by us. And so we wanted to give our young men a tool that they could play over and over again, and in our adult men every morning, to prepare them for the day so that they could go out and see themselves as being courageous, as being creative, as being world builders and changers. And it's just the positive language of I am and we are, so that the way we created the affirmations were not only to affirm us individually, but to affirm us collectively. And that's our purpose, so that we connect our victories and what we struggle through to our community, and not think that we are either above or outside of community, because we know community is so important for our young people and for us to survive.
And let me share this. This is what is absolutely critical about managing primary and secondary trauma, what Attorney Davis is saying, because these affirmations, it's one thing to think about these affirmations, but when you speak them and when you hear them spoken, it leaves the mouth and it returns into the ears. And so it gets processed within your self-care, within the dimensions of your self-talk, because now you're hearing yourself saying it. And this is critical to, it's a critical exercise in that daily piece of building that, strengthening your emotional immune system through this process.
Maui Lee Davis is an attorney and co-founder of the Davis Bozeman Law Firm in Atlanta, and Dr. Jerry White, you are with PES, and we'd like to thank you so much to both of you for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Leah. We appreciate it.
And thank you for having us. I appreciate you as well.
This is GPB.